Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Podplays original series, Grow Up and Move On, Episode 2, written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brad Coldstone. Keep on rocking out there. Leave a message. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. This is Mike. I hate to break this to you over a voicemail, but I can't seem to get a hold of you. Mitch is dead. Whew. Man, that was hard to do, even over a voicemail.
I don't see what the big deal is. You haven't seen him in, like, what, like 15 years? Left you to play with that, like, Bruce Matthews?
Dave Matthews.
Whatever.
I mean, it was a big deal. That was our chance to make it, you know? And he left us high and dry. Still, it's crazy that he's dead.
Whatever. At least he did something with his life while he was alive.
Really? That's low, Donna. Sure, selling insurance isn't rocking faces off, but at least the money's consistent and it's stable. I mean, we're doing good, right?
We could do better, Mike. We're still living in the house you grew up in. Here, take the trash out and grab some steaks from the freezer in the garage. You're making dinner tonight.
All right. Well, at least this place believes in me. Man, it's hard to believe this is where it all started.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, man, that sounded great. We just need some words for it.
So, you know, I've been writing poems for years. We could use some of those. Check this out. I wrote this during geometry class. Courtney, always sitting right in front of me, with your bunny looking perfectly, while I look good, while I look just like a circus freak, somehow we match like an isosceles triangle, something like that, dude.
Whoa, that's pretty good. You wrote that in class? Today? We were taking a test.
Well, I was distracted. I can't help it, man. The words just come. I gotta write them down. I don't know, man. She makes my heart feel drunk, you know?
No, I don't. I've never been drunk. But I like what you said about heart drunk. Maybe we could write a song about that.
Dude, heart drunk. Chicks will dig it. That should be our band name.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Are we starting a band?
I think we're starting a band.
We're starting a band.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, let's go. Man. Oh, well, hold on. But wait. We need a drummer.
Oh, that's no big deal. I got the lyrics. You got the tasty riffs. What do we need a drummer for?
I mean, if we're a band, we need a drummer, you know, to keep time and to make us look good. Come on.
Good point, brother. We definitely want to look good.
All right, let's make a flyer and say we're starting a band, and we'll put it on the bulletin board at school.
Oh, I'm great at making flyers, man. You saw the one I made last year for the bonfire party?
Yeah, man. That was an art piece, dude.
I'll make a sweet flyer, and we can have tryouts in your garage.
Ooh, sounds good to me, man. Let's go.
Yeah!
Let me text him again. Come on, Brad. What's the deal? Where are you?
He's probably living out a full and delicious life.
Yeah, right. He works at Costco and lives in a tiny apartment. Why are you in my head? You're always in my business.
Yeah, but he never gave up on the dream. He never settled down. I bet he's got some babe at his place eating strawberries out of his hand.
Ugh, gross. Well,
he's probably singing to her right now. I bet you won't pick up that bass and give me some tasty licks. You're too scared.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, I'll show you. How about this?
Lame. Oh, I see all these years of not playing bass is showing. It does not look good on you. No tasty bass here. Oh, okay. Now you're getting it. I like this. Now you're living. Ow, feels good, don't it? Yeah, like you're right back in the band. What on earth are you doing, Mike?
Oh, Donna, I was just over here.
You were just drinking beer in the middle of the day, smoking cigarettes and playing bass. How old are you?
Come on, I just found out about Mitch passing and I need some time to reflect.
Some time? You've been out here for 2 hours reflecting.
I've been looking all over for you. I'm in a crisis. Mom called and said Pookie ran away. You know she's too inbred to make it out in nature. It's a real disaster. Oh, gosh.
Pookie. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, she'll never make it if you don't find her. Do you want me to help you?
No. I don't want you around her if you've been drinking. I'm going to Mom's. I don't know when I'll be back.
Keep your phone on, just in case.
Yeah, sure. I'll be here.
Hey, man, it's me. What the?
I know!
How did you find out?
The internet, man!
Oh, were you Googling Mitch?
No! Well, I did later, but Rolling Stone posted something about it.
It must have been a slow news day.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of cool. Hey, you want to grab a few at Chili's? We could catch up and talk about it.
Well, I was going to get some Italian, but yeah, man. I'll see you down there in 30.
Cool. Thanks, man. I'll see you there.
You're taking this hard.
Seems like it's all hard right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Speaking of hard, remember that crappy drum machine I had and how we'd have to program the drum parts so Mitch could learn them?
You were the one programming. I never knew how to use any of that gear you bought. The only thing I came up with was naming the drum machine Robo-Mitch.
Robo-Mitch! Oh, yeah. Robo-Mitch was never late.
Oh, always on time. Here's to Mitch, man. And Robo-Mitch.
Here, here.
We'll return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On in 60 seconds.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We now return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On.
Nice, Mitch. I love what you did to the stops on the end. That's killer, man.
Thanks, man. I mean, just felt like the right thing to do, you know?
Well, I think it's safe to say you got the gig if you want it.
Well, I mean, of course, but so how much are you guys paying?
For what? Like being in the band?
I mean, we don't really have any money to pay you. We're starting a band, you know?
Oh, okay. I got it. So the flyer was kind of vague on that part. You guys are trying to start a grassroots movement and build something. Maybe get a local buzz and then take that fan base and increase it on a national level.
Yeah.
We just came up with this idea. We have, like, rough versions of some songs, but we were kind of hoping a drummer would help with all this.
Gotcha. Well, you guys seem pretty cool, and I like the sketches you played for me. If you finish those songs and go into the studio, I'll definitely play on the record.
What about, you know, playing shows? Will you do that?
Sure. I mean, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll block it off my schedule. I mean, I like what you guys are doing here.
Okay, great. So, you're in? All right. Well, you want to hang around and work on some other stuff?
Oh, man, dude, I'd love to. But I have a gig I play from 6 to 10 with a band down on the east side. We do covers. It's not too hard, and it keeps my chops up. Thanks, though, man. You know, let me know when you get those tunes finished.
Mitch was all business, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the smart one, that's for sure.
Brad? Is that you? Mike? Heart drunk at Chili's? Okay. What are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Courtney. Haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing?
I mean, I'm working a second job at Chili's. Not really the apex in my professional career. Is this what band practice has devolved into?
What? No! You heard about Mitch, right?
Mitch Donovan? No. He owes me money, though.
What? No! Mitch! Grohl! Our drummer? Heart drunk?
Oh, right. No. What happened?
He passed away yesterday.
Aw, and you boys are hanging out at Chili's drinking about him. That's sweet. As far as I'm concerned, he killed the band, so it's kind of like karma.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
All right, that was uncalled for.
What he did to you guys was uncalled for. He completely bailed.
Can we not go there right now?
No, man. She's right.
You guys are just swimming in the past. You gotta move on. Do better.
Like what? A second job at Chili's?
I'm only trying to help you, Mike. Hey, Brad. Hey, here's my number. I gotta get back to work. Call me.
Ooh, she's amazing. Just like geometry class all over again.
She's got a point, though. I feel like I've let that moment dictate my whole life. Maybe if we go to the funeral, we can get some closure and move on.
Man, I'm not going to that funeral.
Come on, I think it'll be good for us.
All right, just text me the place and time, and maybe I'll be there.
Will do. Thanks, man.
Throw it back until it feels like it used to. Throw it back until you want it because you used to. Throw it back, baby, come on back. Throw it back, baby, come on back.
I ain't here because the game's on. I ain't trying to take nobody home. I'm just sitting in the neon, going back down a road long gone. Seems about right for a Tuesday, oh, that you'd sneak up from behind. I don't miss you in a blues way. No, I'm just doing what I do sometimes. Throw back, girl. Go back, girl. Remember when it was easy? All that we needed was to put a record on and hold you in the dark. We were too young to know someday we'd be too old to go back, girl. But the beer's always cold. Go back. The nature of life to take a little trip sometime. Bet you met someone a good while. Bet somebody's been treating you right. Honey, I just hope you're happy, even though it didn't work out.
It's all right, baby.
In my mind, now you're somewhere laughing. You got a little burn on us right now.
Throw back, girl.
were too young to know someday we'd be too old to go back, girl. But the beer's always cold, so throw back, girl. Throw 'em back to them good times. Throw 'em back when I'm open mind. Take a sip, take a sweet ride. Let it tip on back to your mind. Just throw one back, girl. Go on back, girl. Remember when it was easy, when all that we needed was to put a record on and hold you in the dark. We were too young to know someday we'd be too old to go back, girl. But the beer's always cold, so throw back, girl. Throw 'em back to them good times. Throw 'em back when I'm on your mind. Take a sip, take a sweet ride. Let it tip on back into your mind.
Throw 'em back until it feels like it used to.
This has been the original Podplays series, Grow Up and Move On, written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten. Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.